Welcome to this week's Dirt Shed Show with me, Martin Ashton, and...
myself, Richard Payne.
Richard Payne!
Hey, buddy, how are you doing?
We're talking today about the most important product in mountain biking...
Really?
...ever. I think so.
A helmet.
Yeah, and it's not what you think.
No, it's not a helmet.
Helmet's important.
Inner tube.
Oh, that's
Alan's keys.
Alan's keys. No. I'm just going to give it to you right now.
Go on.
And then we'll talk about more about it, because
you're
I think this...
No way!
Yes. The balance bike. The humble balance bike. This is Harry's in the office. His kid rides this one.
Oh, no way. Wow. That's cool, isn't it?
I guess to talk about it more, we're probably going to have to put it down.
But what? No, I don't want to let it go.
Okay, well, hold it for a second. But the balance bike, I think, at most people would say that the e-bike... Right, is the most, one of the most important
products. Oh, the keyboards are firing already.
Is one of the most important products in mountain biking that have changed the game, right?
My.
But I don't think so. I think that balance bike has done so much for the industry that we're forgetting it. It's there before us, but we're forgetting how important it is. Because, right, but hear me out.
Yeah.
Right? An e-bike, the great thing about an e-bike is it adds... a decade of riding to most of us, our lives, as we get older.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it can do that. That's brilliant, right? But a balance bike turns a two-year-old into a mountain biker for potentially the next 80 years. You've created 80 years of customer through that tiny little bike.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
true.
Is remarkable. I mean, when we were in Bentonville, do you remember the shop?
The Strider.
Strider. Right,
yeah.
Strider, one of the first balance bike specific brands I can think of.
Yeah.
They have the Strider World Championships. Yeah. They've packaged it so well.
What do you call it? Like concept stores almost, isn't it?
As well?
They have their own concept shops.
And just the fact that they've taken it seriously and gone, no, we're not, this is the bikes we sell. Balance bikes. They started this thing that everyone's run with. Brilliant. And now we've got kids riding bikes so quick. When my son, Alfie, learnt to ride a bike, he learnt really quickly. I remember everyone at his school was like, oh, my God,
he's riding
a bike. Because I was obsessed with getting him on a bike straight away.
Because you were obsessed with bikes.
Of course, right. And he was riding a bike before he was 3 years old, pedalling around.
Oh, wow.
You know, he was
in his
twos.
Yeah.
And it looked amazing, right? But a balance bike... has not only changed how long a kid can start riding a bike for, like so early, but it's changed how they learn. Like, you've just had a child.
I have, and now I don't.
How old's your child?
7 months, so I'm not going to give Harry's bike back to him, because I want to keep that now. So you're right, it does open up the door to cycling and mountain biking even earlier, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And gives them that taste. I do like it. At the same time, just ride a normal bike. Just wait and learn. And I've seen the price of some of them, buddy. I mean, as a parent now...
Yeah, I didn't think we'd get to the price. That's a shame.
No, so, do you know, I'm going to have to sort of throw a few spanners in your...
Okay, let's bring Harry's Specialized back up for a second.
I mean,
this
that's cool, isn't it?
Very simple, but not incredibly light.
No.
Not incredibly light. This very simple but perfectly formed balance bike, this does...
What's that cost?
That is £150.
Oh, I'll be honest.
Harry was like, it was expensive. It's quite expensive.
It's not as battered as I was expecting it to be either.
No, I think it's quite new. It's very nice.
Oh, okay.
Specialized also make this one.
So
look at this one.
That's ridiculous. Stupid.
£800.
And we all know how careful children are and respectful of their property,
I've got
right?
I'll be honest, right? If I was...
What's this one cost here, by the way?
This one, well, this is a very small balance bike. This one's much cheaper. It's only
£10.99.
£10.99, that one.
But yeah, £800.
£800. But, of course, that's like... It's so expensive. I went online and I just tapped in balance bike and look what came up. This Erg.
Yeah.
This Erg one came up. Look at that. I mean, look at that thing.
I mean, the tan wheels on it and stuff.
That is insane. That is so cool. I mean, if the kid didn't love it, the parents would.
What's that set you about?
€159.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, that is an amazing looking little bike. Look, my God, tan walls, carbon.
I like the orange. Even the forks are made to look like little triple clamps.
I think it's plastic, not carbon. But it's essentially the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's nuts. It looks like the business, and I get it. I feel like that kind of price point is far more reasonable than £800. That's stupid.
Yeah, I mean...
Fancy, if you got the cash, fill your boots.
I can't be honest,
but...
if Alf was young now, I'd be buying that carbon one just to be a bit bling.
Yeah.
Because it's... God,
but
God.
You're minted. You're it's a millionaire, cool. So...
Propane, do this, the Bam yeah. Bam. That is a banger.
Yeah?
That looks sick. I mean, look at the imagery of, like, Strider's...
Yeah.
Look at that kid, like, coming down the pump track.
Yeah, no, it's cool.
Bike with pump track. Oh, 80 years of mountain biking ahead of him.
Or...
Brilliant.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Scar them for life because they fall off and like, I never want to touch a bike again.
One problem. There is one downside.
Like they're
to
not developed
bike.
Enough.
No.
That would be my worry. Obviously, they're not... They don't understand the falling off side of it. So they have a fall and they're like, oh,
wow, yeah. Look, check out this video, right? Pixie, who does all of our digital social media, yep. right? Her friend Zoe's child, Oakley.
Yep, correct. Yeah, yeah.
This is him getting his first balance bike. Pixie helps him start riding it, right? That's him at one, and then he starts riding it, and that's him before his third birthday. He's riding a bike, like, just...
Like, because I can,
he
why
didn't,
not?
It looks like he didn't even think about learning. He just, it just happened.
So it's like it's an additional stepping stone.
Well, it's not. I think it's just, the only problem is you've still got to learn to pedal.
Yeah.
So you do have that moment where they can balance and they're rolling, but yeah, now yeah. you introduce pedals and they're like, well, the hell are pedals?
What you've done here is essentially swap stabilisers just for your legs and added another bike.
No, I feel like stabilisers got cancelled the day a balance bike was created. And weirdly, if you think about it, a balance bike is just the original dandy horse designed by Carl Dreis in 1817.
Yes.
I mean, it's basically, that is the dandy horse.
What are you talking about?
Man, you need to know your bike history.
No, you're just really
anyway,
old.
Anyway, I say this is the most important mountain bike product that has ever been created. I want to know what you think about it. And what I would love to know is if you don't think it is the trusty balance bike... Let us know what you do think it is in the comments down below, and we will have a right old argument about it. Yeah, that's enough for now. Let's go to the news with Tom.
How many coffees you had?
10.
Whoa.
What's up, everyone? Opening things this week with the news that Cedric Gracia has joined Ecoy Clothing as they expand into the mountain bike scene. Ecoy are already pretty big in road clothing and protection in France, so let's see if the move to sign a big but old school name pays off. One Up Components have another pair of new pedals this year. Not concave, not convex, these flat pedals are wave-shaped. With over 4 years of development time, these wave-shaped pedals are concave at the front to help provide support to the ball of your foot when pedaling, and will also work to stop your foot slipping forwards when descending. The back half of the pedal is convex, promoting a dropped heels position for descending, which locks you in. Essentially, your foot is being held by the shape of the pedal, not just the pins. Aigus bushings and three bearings on a chromoly axle inside with 10 angled pins per side, pricing on screen now, and 9 colours available off the bat. Squamish Enduro took place this weekend, Jesse Melamed taking the win in the men's race by a fraction under 20 seconds. Noble Wheels' Leif Rogers took second place and Richie Rude slotted into third. ALN took the win in the Pro Women's Cat, a 30-second gap back to second place DaVinci's new signing Ruby Wells, just 15 years old. Ellie Hoskins into third place. And the IXS European Downhill Cup made its way to Fort William for the first time. Strong showing for the Brits in the men's field, with Charlie Hatton taking the win by a massive 4 seconds. Matt Walker into second, Danny Hart into third. Good to see those two have found pace on new teams already. The elite women's field saw Hattie Harnden take the win, 4 seconds up on Nina Hoffman. Jess Blewett, 14 seconds back in third place. Yes, you did hear that correctly. Both races won by riders on gearbox bikes. And just about 3 weeks left to go until Bielsko Biala. Worth mentioning that tune mass dampers and chain dampers seem to be everywhere in the pits too. Keep an eye out for more of them in gravity races this year. All right, that's my time this week. It's back to the guys in the shed.
Balance bikes are pointless.
No, but you're saying that I've added something. I've taken something away.
You haven't. It's just another bike in the process, in a way. I get it.
Thank you, Tom, for the news. Thank you very much. Right, one thing I wanted to remind everyone about, because this is really cool, right? And sometimes we're a bit too humble to mention it.
Yeah, it's a funny one.
It's a weird one, right? There's the super thanks button down below the video, right, where you can give us a super thanks. It's a financial contribution. It's obviously not obligated.
No, you don't have to do it.
But it's sometimes good for us guys to remind you that it's there, although it's sometimes difficult to say.
It's a tricky thing, isn't it?
At the end of the day, we make a lot of videos. They're free to view, and we hope you love them. If you do, the super thanks is there. That's all. I've said my piece, Rich.
Yeah. And of course, we do appreciate any and all contributions.
Of course.
Thank you very much.
When you go to the store and the shop and watch the videos.
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay. Sorry about that.
Onwards.
Right. Next, it's time for Hacks
and Butchers.
We're awful. Right, first hack this week.
Yeah, this thing's mental. So this is from Jeff, and what is that?
Well, that is a very neat idea, because think how many times this has been a problem. When you take your forks out, and you're like, what am I going to do with these bars and cables filled with fluid, by the way? But that's such a clever little design. He's just added on the frame a little stick. Yeah, but sometimes the simple ideas are really important. What do you think back there? I think that's pretty clever. No?
Next one from Graham. What have we got from Graham?
Kevlar fork protection.
Yeah, right. So this is, as it sounds, decided to make some bling. Fork guards out of leftover boat building materials.
Very nice.
I mean, that's winning over a piece of zip-tied wood to a frame.
Okay, well, there you are. We've got Graham as a leader at the moment. Yeah. What about this? Making a GMBN classic.
Hey, if you can say it, I'll believe it.
A GMBN classic. this is Blake. It's not from Blake, but it is Blake's bike holder.
Wow,
bike stand.
Are you okay?
What do you think of that? It's a very nice build. I don't think that can win, though, because that's essentially a design we've put out there.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, it's good. Great. I think that's a great build for the home workshop.
Who's
and stuff.
That one from, dude?
Jake Lawrence.
Jake,
apologies.
Well done.
Jake, yes.
Nice build.
So we got Jeff, we got Graham, we got Jake. I know who I would choose. And what do they win, whoever we choose?
Well, the winner's getting a GMBM race top, as long as they email us so we can get in contact.
Yeah, send us your details.
So who are you going to give it to, really?
I like Graham Soylan's Kevlar leftover boat building parts fork guards, because they're just pretty cool, really. Yeah, Graham, congratulations, a race top. Will hopefully be winging its way too soon.
Thank you. Right, if you've got a hack or a bodge you've done recently, take a little snap of it, send it into the GMBN uploader. You could be winning yourself a race top or being featured and talked about in the hugely popular Dirt Shed Show.
I love doing the Dirt Shed with you, man. It's so fun.
It's so fun. Let's take a look at some things we like this week. Rich, I want to show you some things I like this week.
Go on, because I've got high hopes, buddy.
I'm going to start with this one, right? This is a man after my own heart. Think random tandem.
Okay.
Look at this guy. Look, he's made... It's insane. It's a rickshaw downhill bike.
What?
Elias Schwartzler has made this incredible
bike. So many questions.
I mean... I want to sit on the back of that.
Oh, my God.
And you just... Look how he's put some serious work in.
Yeah, that's some good engineering going from Elias there.
I like that.
So yeah, that's cool.
I like that. Next,
all right, that is okay. You hit the ground running.
Next up, this guy humbled me a little bit. Ready to be humbled?
Yeah.
All right, this is Tavin, the one-armed send. Sender. Look at this. Look at that.
Oh, good. Fair play.
How the hell is he doing that?
That's nuts.
That is insane. Look at this bit. Look. Tech.
Could you imagine, obviously, like the how difficult that is? He's only a youngin', isn't he?
That's insane.
He's a little one.
Yeah, I mean,
13
years
that's
old.
That's amazing.
I'm just a determined kid who likes to ride bikes and always having a good time. I mean,
look
I was
at that.
Doing jumps.
Yes. I would have landed that and just gone, see ya.
That is insane.
What's his name?
That is Tavin.
Tavin. Huge shout out to Tavin.
Yeah, Tavin.
He's like my star viewer this week. That's a new thing.
It's going to be hard to beat this week.
Yeah.
Next up, I quite like this guy. He's going on about real mountain bikers and e-bikers. His take on it's quite funny, because basically saying that like those e-bikers that just rode past him, They didn't even like hit him, and he's a hiker, and a real mountain biker would have knocked him down.
He'd have been really rude and done him to get out of the way.
Yeah, that's so introverted travels, enjoyed nice. That. That was quite a good post. And what about this? Johannes Widmer,
yeah. is,
so the little cousin of Fabio Widmer,
yeah.
is now a Red Bull rider. It's slightly old news, but I wanted to talk about it today because I think it's quite cool. I've watched this kid grow up, and when he was like trying to be like his bigger cousin, he was a bit crap, right? Ooh. And I remember back in the day, I was like, oh my God, he thinks he's going to be like Fabio Widmer.
The AliExpress version?
Then he just kept doing it. And got well good.
Isn't he really? Is he really good on a motor? Is that the
kid? Yeah, he can do it all, man. He can ride every bike. And he's on. He's now that he's got that like tip of the cap. He gets the Red Bull, literally the Red Bull cap, Red Bull lid.
Congrats.
Fair play.
Congrats. Yeah, there's some pretty strong things that you'd be like this week.
Pretty cool stuff. Good week in mountain
biking. I approve of it, Mark. That's nice.
Yeah. What do you fancy next? Do you want a bit of caption contest?
Nope.
That's awkward because we're going to the caption contest.
Okay, it is time for caption contest, and this was the picture.
So Blakey boy, bing bong.
Special case.
Having a pizza. first one is from Sepster58, who is a trail boss.
Yes.
Nice. I can see from his epic badge there. Blake is contemplating if his pizza should be entered into Hacks and Bodges with those toppings.
I like it. That's
some
a good
toppings
one.
Bodges. Yeah. Yeah. I like that. That's good.
From Esox Cycles, Blake looking forward to a pizza the action. Hey! Hello, pizza the action, please. That's a good one.
Really good. Yeah, that's really good. This last one is from Willang 9978, and he says, I think I ordered a 29.
Oh, these are quite good.
That's actually a really good one.
These
you
are.
You can pretty... only give a stunt mug to one of these captions. Rich, so who are you going to pick?
My one, Esox Cycles. Blake, looking forward to a pizza the action.
Pizza the action.
Yeah,
well
that's
done,
good.
Sir. You've won yourself a...
Oh, yes! The stunt mug's back!
Well, I thought it'd go down and up.
Yeah, that didn't work. Really work. Makes it even stuntier.
Yes. We'll just stunt on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We'll stunt all over ourselves.
Wow, stop talking.
Well done. Ooh. Stunt mug on its way to you. Congratulations. Right, it is time to look at what's coming up on the channel this week.
Coming up then this week, some things that I'm looking forward to. Blake and Connor from GCN went bikepacking in South Wales.
Little and large.
Very much.
That'll be
so.
Fun.
They did
That'll
some big days
really
as
fun.
Well, and yeah. I know those boys get on real good, so I'm looking forward to watching some capers and japers.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. I'm also looking forward to this bike check on Steve Pete's Spitfire V10. Remember it?
That whole year of his custom bikes was incredible. So
amazing, yeah. We'll be looking into that bike a little bit more, so don't miss that coming up on the channel this week. Right, we've got a little bit of time. We should dive into the bike vault and see some of your bikes just quickly. Let's get in there.
Oh, right, we're going for it. Bike vault, boom, boom, bike vault, bike vault, bike vault.
That was good.
Wow,
that was actually
that was really
not bad.
Yeah,
that was
very
bad.
Serious.
Yeah, right, Oof. Bike vault time. First one from Kyle Brandon. It's upside down.
Kyle Brandenburg's upside down Surly Krampus. I don't. Yeah. Tan walls are wicked, purple anodized parts are wicked.
It's weird and wonderful, it's upside down, it's what we asked for.
Super nice it is. Thank you very much, Kyle. Lovely jubbly. Right, next up, who have we got? We have...
This is from Jeff Herschel. I think we'll concentrate on the... There's an Intense Primer, EXP, and a Canyon Stoic.
Right.
It's double bikes in the bike vault, not technically allowed. You cannot get a super nice at this point.
But that is nice.
It's nice and potentially two super nices, but like doubling up, it's not like... You know...
Yeah, no, I get you.
It's not possible. All right.
Well, thank you very much for sending those in. Next up, what have we got? From Ben. Just says Ben.
Ben, Canyon Spectral. 160 front and rear. Fox Rhythm. Fox
Solid Flint. Build, isn't it, that? SLX gears.
Nice.
DT Switch. That's nice.
Nice.
Yeah, real
nice. Gareth, picture taken in Pienza, Tuscany.
Oh, my God, that's super nice.
Spark.
Just for the picture, yeah.
Oh,
but with those tan walls, this is like the previous generation Spark as well.
Yeah. See, when you said Spark and then I looked over, I was expecting the new generation Spark and I was disappointed.
You haven't got a clue, have you?
No.
It's really nice though. So that's a super nice impact.
But the newer one looks, it's got the like, almost you can't see any of the suspension and that, right?
Stop it.
Is that the right one?
Yes.
Yeah, but that one isn't that.
No, it's
so I'm not as excited by it. So
but look at the backdrop.
Sorry, no.
What? Tan walls?
No, I'm sorry. I wanted the other spark, not this spark. Yeah, No.
He's such an idiot.
Just open this up.
Oh, my God.
Next up, we have got Theo with a giant trance.
Yes.
Yeah, what do you think of that one, Rich?
I like it. I actually kind of like the colour of it, aluminium.
Very basic colours and backgrounds and things.
You make that sound like a bad thing in a way. After the previous one, obviously, which was mental.
The sensual overload.
Yeah. I like this. I think it's a good solid one, you know.
Leave it the bell, Rich. You do what you want with it. Theo's giant. What are you going to give it?
Yeah,
Theo's waiting. He's nervous. Actually, it's pretty cool.
It is. See, now that we've zoomed in, that is super nice.
Next up, Aaron Surly Pugsley.
Yo, that is...
Wow. Is there a bike there? I can't see a bike. There's a bike under a lot of bags in a hole.
Did Aaron travel and crash all of his luggage into some wheels?
Yeah, it's... I mean...
I get it.
It looks like it's a hell of an adventure.
But I don't get it.
I feel like Blake would be going nuts right now.
Oh, man.
I think for the Blakes of the world, that's a super nice, isn't it? I think
there's only one Blake of the world. Which is why there's only one like for that. Well, two, because this guy. Go on, it's...
It's a double. Well done. Blake would have loved it, though.
He would have, yes.
Next up, we have got...
This is Roberts, right?
Roberts.
Where is he?
Canyon Neuron. He's in Slovakia, Eastern Slovakia.
I tell you what, I like this because it's a cool picture. The Neuron's good, like a trail explorer type bike. He's obviously going out for a big sesh. Look at that massive bottle on the top tube.
A lot of water on board. And he's obviously quite tall.
Yeah, saddlebags, not too fond of them, I'll be honest.
No.
They kind of ruin how a bike looks. And that is, but, you know, he's out exploring. That's super nice.
Super nice. Go on. Lastly, we have got Justin.
Oh,
we asked
days.
For weird MTBs.
Wow. That's an immense bike.
I remember that bike.
I sort of do.
Yeah.
Look at the forks, the early hopes on it.
Yeah, just from Justin. It's a 1999 orange UFO. It's a weird beast. Unified rear triangle, large oversized box tubing. Yeah, Judy triple clamps, hope brakes, orange finishing kit, orange saddle, friction, addiction grip, stem and bars. So good.
Is this peak orange?
I feel like it's, maybe. I'd say that a 2 years before that.
Before?
Yeah, I think so.
Gosh, but look at it.
Great.
Orange, remake this bike, please.
And there we go. That is the Dirt Shed Show for this week. Thank you for watching. Next week, the Dirt Shed Show's out on a Wednesday, not a Tuesday, because there's a very cool video coming next week on a Tuesday, so we're going to bump it on a day. It's something we're launching.
It's like something we're looking forward to but haven't told them about.
Yes, exactly that. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it on the Dirt Shed Show as well. So there's that coming next week. Thanks for watching. Let us know about the balance bikes. Is that the most important product ever created? Or is it something else? If it's something else, let us know in the comments down below. I will see you there.
See ya.